accessories. We'll even give you $10 off when you buy any two. With deals like these, why go anywhere else? Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
If you are considering either newer additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or site design in a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormart grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, MC and Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
The national anthem is in the books, and now it's time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, John, you're kicking my butt this season. It's 5-1, and even Vegas has me beat at 2 wins. So you get to go first.
Well, we both canceled each other out last time at bat, but tonight let's really go out on a limb and say USA by 32.
USA by 32. I'm going to take USA by 31. I went over last time. We'll see how this goes. Las Vegas has Unionville sweeping favored at 27.5 points. It's now time to start your starting lineups. For Lakers, coached by Eric Wisner in his first year at the helm. Junior number 2, Mason Pasek. Number 4, senior 4-year starter, Brennan Wisner at point guard. Number 12, Andrew Siegfried. Number 21, a junior, Carson Binder. And number 34, the big man, a senior, Brady Smith. With USA, they're coached by Mark Gainforth and Steve Bone for the past 22 years for Mark Gainforth. Starting for USA, number 2, a guard, junior Tyler Heckroth. Number 3, Hunter Bone at point guard, he's a senior. Number 11, Micah Kramer, sharpshooting junior. Number 32, the big man, center, senior Isaiah Williamson. And number 33, Zach Fritz, a forward and a senior. John Mooney, first thoughts here from USA.
Again, I don't think either the team is going to show too much because of district implications, but they're still going to go after each other. This is a rivalry.
Yes, indeed. USA in their new home white uniforms, blue numbers, red outline, and stars and stripes down the sides. Lakers in their away green uniforms, horizontal stripes on the shorts, and the wheeled L on their back. White letters and white numbers with the black outline. John, these are John Mooney-approved jerseys.
Both of these teams look absolutely sharp.
USA will be moving right to left across your radio. Lakers left to right across your radio. And the USA student section standing loud and proud to our right, blocking the entire three-point line in the corner for us. A beauty. Tip is won by USA, and here come the Patriots. Hunter Bone brings it up for USA. Moving right to left across your radio. Brennan Wisner at the top against in the zone defense for Lakers. Now it's actually stolen by Wisner. Here comes Lakers. Wisner goes up from the right side, and the Lakers are leading 2-0 with 7:42 left in the first quarter. It's 2-0. Lakers.
Remember that fact.
No kidding. Brennan Wisner over to Heckroth, back to Wisner. Or excuse me, Hunter Bone. Into the corner to Williamson. Dribbles into the lane. Hook shot from the right hand is no good. Rebound Brady Smith. Here come the Lakers, leading 2-0. We played 40 seconds. Over to the left wing to Binder. To the right wing to Smith. Back up to Wisner to reset the offense. Hunter Bone guarding man-to-man coverage for USA. Brady Smith gets a screen from Siegfried. Tries to feed it down. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Williamson of USA. Laker ball underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio.
Now the last possession for USA, the Lakers put on a press. It was not exactly a press to go ahead and get the steal, but just go ahead and take time off the clock. I think that's an interesting strategy.
Lakers gets it into Carson Binner, over to Wisner left wing. USA starting to show a little bit of that trap defense they're notorious for. Wisner back up to Binder. Binder to the right wing to Smith. He's being guarded by Kramer. Tries to feed it into Wisner. He has to hit the floor. Back out to Smith, and USA steals it. First turnover for the Lakers. In transition, Kramer goes down the left side of the lane, puts it up off the glass. No good. Fritz gets the rebound. That one's no good. Isaiah Williamson comes in, and we have a travel called against USA. So two offensive boards, nothing there for USA, and they have still not scored in a minute 19 in this ballgame. It's 2-0 Lakers, 6:41 left in the first quarter. Brenner Wisner against Hunter Bone, perhaps two of the best two-point guards in the Greater Thumb Conference. Cross midcourt, over to Carson Binder, left wing against Fritz. Streaking to the basket is Smith, and it's broken up by Heckroth, and the second turnover for the Lakers. Top of the key to Heckroth, to Hunter Bones, cuts into the lane, off the glass, in for 2 points, and we are tied at two apiece. Hunter Bone with 6:15 left in the first quarter, first points for USA. Wisner across the timeline to Binder at the left wing, starts his dribble. Nothing there. USA now going a little bit of a matchup zone. Top of the key, that would be Mason Pasek, and we have another turnover for Lakers as Brennan Wisner stepped out of bounds. Three turnovers for the green and white, two for red, white, and blue.
There's little butterflies going on right now. I'm kind of amazed. These two teams know each other really well.
Micah Kramer, right wing, top of the key to Heckroth from about 28 feet to Williamson, left wing, into the corner, Hunter Bone. Being very, very cautious with it, gives it to Williamson, left block. Turns, Kates get over to the opposite block, into Fritz, and in for two. And we have our first lead change, and perhaps the last lead change of the night. It's 4-2, USA. With 5:35 left in the first quarter.
Nice assist goes to Williamson.
Brenner Wisner getting a double screen at the top of the key. Dribbles to his left. Williamson's there to cut him off. Into the right corner to Brady Smith for three. This one's good. Smith has three. Lakers has five, and they retake the lead. 5-4. 5:15 left, and they actually steal it. Into the corner. Carson Binner for three. No good. And rebound brought in by Hunter Bowe. Here comes USA, first defensive rebound there for the night. Fritz to Williamson, top of the key against Wisner. Now Binder's carrying him on the baseline. Hunter Bone kicks it up top of the key to Fritz. Goes down the right side of the lane. He is fouled. And Zach Fritz will go to the free throw line for two shots. This will be the first team foul against the Lakers. And the foul goes against number two, Mason Pasek, the junior forward for Lakers. At the free throw line, Zach Fritz shooting two. He has 2 points of USA's four. 4:57 left in the first quarter. First free throw from the lefty is up, and this one's good, and we're tied at five apiece.
Hunter Bone went down to the baseline, extended the or distorted the zone a little bit, and that's exactly how Zach Fritz went ahead and cut the down to the lane. Nice feed, and even though he didn't make the basket, he's got second free throw. The first one good, and here it is coming in the second one.
Nick Siegfried and Corey Minetti check in for the Lakers, and the second free throw from Fritz is good. He has four, USA has six, and they retake the lead. That's the third lead change of the night for tonight, and also two ties. USA in their trap, full court press. It's the Wisner top of the key to the right wing to Smith. He's already hit a three, starts his dribble, kicks it to the opposite corner. That would be to Siegfried. Andrew Siegfried to the right corner, ring for again for Smith. This one's no good. Rebound Williamson. Here comes USA leading 6-5 in transition. Zach Fritz wide open in for two. He has 6 points. It's now a 3-point lead for USA. 8-5, 4.5 to play, and it's stolen by Micah Kramer. In layup, no good. But the putback from Hunter Bone is he has four, and now this is the USA we've all heard about. 10-5, Patriots lead the Lakers. Full court press from USA. Lakers breaks it. At the right wing, Corey Minetti kicks it in to Siegfried. He gets it back himself way over the top of the basket. And on the rebound, Corey Minetti fouls Tyler Heckroth. That'll be his first and Lakers second. USA ball 90 feet from their own hoop on the right side of your radio. 4:05 left in the first quarter. It's USA 10, Lakers 5. Mind you, this is a 6-0 run for USA here. Williamson, cross midcourt, picks up his dribble, and he traveled with it. That is the fourth turnover for USA tonight with 4:01 left in the first quarter.
I think Williamson had two things on his mind when he went ahead and shuffled his feet a little bit, because he is a good ball handler for a big man.
Had everything on his mind except dribbling. Into Smith, over to Siegfried at the left wing. is in trouble. Kicks it back into the corner for Nick Siegfried. The three is off the mark. Rebound, Williamson. USA likes to push the tempo. They're already up. Michael Kramer top the key into the corner to Hunter Bone. Trying to